The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi and good evening, everybody. From the Woodhull Raceway in Woodhull, New York, we welcome you to tonight's coverage of the 410 Express ASCS Patriots Challenge race, and we have 31 sprint cars in the pits tonight, including last night's winner, Alan Cole. We'll take a short break and come back with the first of four heat races from the Woodhull Raceway. This is Sprint Car Racing on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
Your ultimate parts and service dealer, Lamon Webster of Woodhull, wants to know, can you harness big power and put it to work in tight spaces? You can with New Holland's Boomer Utility Tractor. The gutsy turbocharged engine means you can handle a long list of tough jobs and get big comfort, too. Come visit us on Exhibitors Row, August 6th through the 8th at Watkins Glen International. New Holland and Lamon Webster are the official tractor supplier of Watkins Glen International. Get the New Holland Big Boomer Power and comfort today. Lamb & Webster offers a free 5-year, 5,000-hour warranty on all compact tractors. 0% for 72 months financing available through CNH Capital. See dealer for details. Why not Lamb & Webster?
Back here at Woodhull Raceway, the first of four sprint car heat races. Matt Johnson, Tim Kelly, row number one. Blake Green, Mark Ide, row two. Jared Zimbardi and Dan Shetler, row three, and Kyle Drum rounds out the field. They come off turn number four, and the green flag is out. And Kelly gets the jump.
Great jump for Kelly.
Around the outside of turn number two, he'll pull away by about eight car lengths. Blake Green sits in second. The president of the Kyle Bachman Fan Club, Matt Johnson from New Berlin, Pennsylvania, Clinton County regular, he's in third. Mike Ida, regular from Clinton County, in fourth. And then it's the points leader, Jared Zimbardi, in fifth at the moment, working the low line off of turn number two. Through three and four, top two pulling away now. The battle begins to heat up for third as Dan Shetler, a Western PA regular, gets around several cars. He's moved up into third, slides up with Matt Johnson. They're side by side, wing to wing down at number three corner, and Shetler will get the position over Johnson.
He's going in a lot harder than anybody else into the corner. He's really backing it in.
As Tim Kelly in the blue, white, and black machine pulls away from Blake Green, with Dan Shetler running in third and Matt Johnson holding on at the moment for fourth.
And Zimbardi looks like he's having another tough night. He had a tough night at Clinton County last night, and it's not getting much better tonight. He's running back into fifth position. Whoa, he's going down low under the 70 of Matt Johnson and takes the spot away, so now put Zimbardi back up into the fourth position.
Meanwhile, the laps are beginning to wind down here for Tim Kelly. We get the two-to-go sign this time by two laps to go. He is pulled away to a comfortable lead over Blake Green on the backstretch with Dan Shetler running in third. And then it's Zimbardi in fourth, Johnson in fifth. Smoke showing now from the Mark Ide car. And Kyle Drum rounding out the field. White flag is out as Tim Kelly from his outside starting position made it look easy here in a very quick heat race. We go Green to Checker. He'll pick up the win. Second will go to Blake Green. Third will go to Dan Shetler. Fourth, Jared Zimbardi. Fifth be Matt Johnson, Kyle Drum, and rounding out the field, Mark Ide, the seven of Kyle Moffitt, was a no-show.
And we explained last night on how this works with passing points. It's not a handicap deal. It's a passing point. You get so many points for how many cars you pass from your start position to your finish position, except for the winner. They will automatically advance to the A main.
Heat race number two lines up like this. Bordentown's Davey Sammons and Daryl Steimling, who finished second last night, will make up row number one. Dylan Swernick and Chuck Bryan make up row number two. Chuck Heaving, and now I guess, well, we have an 87K, but there's another 87. And that looks like George's car, but I could be wrong, out there off of turn number two. And then Ryan Lynn and Chris Mulheisen rounding out the field. All right, well, we got our mystery driver, Scott Kruder, in the 87K.
Graduate from the micro sprints.
And we're set to go off of turn number four. Boy, oh boy, boys. That was a weird start. They got her back lined up in time. And Davey Sammons takes it. He washes up the track, but caution lights are on. They're not going to let that one stand. As we're back to yellow flag conditions here in the start of heat race number two. Taking a look at the top 10 from last night at Clinton County, Alan Cole, Darryl Steimling, Ryan Smith, Tracy Potter, Bobby Breen, Colby Wolmer, Bobby Howard, Tim Kelly, Neil Petock, and Dan Shetler. Five of the top 10 were Clinton County regulars, and they had 12 of the 24 that started the feature were from Clinton County.
The 360s took the heat, so they took three out of the five heats last night. And we're going green again off from turn four. Davey Sammons setting the pace. A little bit better start this time.
And Sammons will show the way down into that number one corner. The veteran Darryl Steimling dives underneath them off of turn number two. They're wing to wing down the back stretch. And now Lewistown, Pennsylvania. Darryl Steimling will show the way. Here comes Davey Sammons on the crossover move. Can't make it happen.
Well, Chuck don't Ebing. Look no, but here comes the Cobra.
Yeah, Chuck is sitting right there in third at the moment. And as I say that, just in the half of a turn, he's up into the lead already. Chuck now opening up about a three-car length lead over Davey Sammons with the caution lights on.
Chris Mulhisen sitting the wrong way in turn four.
Right down there at the very bottom. At least tonight, the Ute tires are back a little bit.
That one last night
was
too far out, I thought. It was, yeah.
And it cost a couple people.
Yes, it did.
A Ute tire is like a Pinto hitting a Sherman tank.
Yeah.
It's not, your race car is not going to win. Ryan Lynn being pushed off the track in the 26 machine up to the high side.
Circling under yellow, you got the Cobra leading the way again over Davey Sammons, the 30 of
Darryl Steimling.
Darryl Steimling. And third.
And that is the 7C of Dylan Swernick.
Yeah, he's got a 305 sprint feature win over here. And we're moved up into the 360 sprints. And he's like Cobra. He travels, picks and chooses his shows between the Patriots and ESS and any other clubs that are in the area.
When there was a World of Outlaws show last night where a couple of drivers we thought may have been there were up at the World of Outlaws show. Donnie Schatz was out in North Dakota. The All-Stars, well, that's what I thought. The All-Stars sent in their press release. Well, they're a day behind. So it was Thursday night, and here it is Saturday morning when they're finally sending out the press release. And I'm like, and then I'm looking and going, wait a second, what is Donnie Schatz doing at an All-Star race when there's a World of Outlaw race? I don't think the boys at World Racing Group would be too happy about that. Then I looked and it said, Thursday. I said, well, Donnie Schatz won out there anyway. And Tony Stewart was out with him. And, of course, Tony got the pole for Sunday at Pocono. So
Tony Stewart will probably be in the neighborhood next Friday night over at Black Rock Speedway. He's usually there during NASCAR weekend at the Glen. And the ASCS Patriot Sprints will be in action at Black Rock Speedway next Friday night.
And that's a shame that they don't get more drivers out for their IRL meet and greet because they have that big deal downtown. I think the IRL drivers would really enjoy watching some dirt track racing over there at Black Rock.
Well, Tony likes it over there. He of course, he owns Jessica Zemkin's car now.
Yep.
Who she follows most of the ESS and Patriot shows, the ones you can get to. White flag has been shown. Cobra leading them into turn three. The chalk line is down. We're ready to go back racing.
Chuck Ebing now brings him off of turn number four. Green flag is out, and he quickly jumps out to a five-car length lead, entering down in turn number one. Davey Sammons will go three wide off of turn number two. Darryl Steimling in the middle. And then Dylan Swernick right there in fourth at the moment. Dylan now working that low groove off of turn number four. Can't make the pass happen as lap number three goes on the books.
And Cobra's still just pulling away, almost a straightaway lead over Davey Sammons in second already.
And we're already starting to, whoa, what a wheel stand Cobra just pulled off at turn number four. How did he save it from even going into the fence? Oh, my. I thought for sure the way that car was up, he was going right into the fence.
We had one do that last night. When he hit the ground, he went for a nice ride through the infield.
Davey Sammons sitting comfortably in second right now. It's the battle for third. Darryl Steimling on the outside, jumps the cushion now, turns it underneath. Can he get underneath Swernick down the backstretch? He does momentarily as they come off through turn three and four. Now they'll pull another slide job. This time it's the reverse as they come off of turn number four.
Didn't take these guys long to get the hang of the high banks,
no,
did it?
No, it did not. And it is slide job city here at Woodhull tonight. White flag is out for Chuck Ebing, who has a straightaway lead over Davey Sammons out of Bordentown. Off of turn number four. at the white flag. Darryl Steimling barely over Dylan Swernick, and Swernick slides up, but Steimling has the momentum off of turn number four. Chuck Ebing will come from fifth to win. Davey Sammons is second, and it's going to be Darryl Steimling in for third. Dylan Swernick fourth, and Chuck Bryan rounding out of the top five. Whoa. How did he save that?
I didn't see it. I was watching some other stuff in the back of the pack.
Go take a 30-degree angle from the Ute tire here closest to us, and he was right there, and the car was up, and it was coming right for the cement wall.
I'm wondering if Chuck has a 410 in that car tonight. I know he's got two cars up there. He ran one in the makeup feature earlier and the red, won with that.
The red one had some problems, so that's why that red one's not back out. So we'll find out for you in between, because we have two more heat races and then the four-lap of Fame Dash and then 2B mains. And so before tonight's feature, we'll find out if it's a 410 or a 360 in that power plant. Heat race number three lines up like this. Bubba Broderick out of Connecticut and Bobby Brenn make up row number one. Brian Howland and Don Adamczak make up row number two. Jamie Bodo and John Smith, the pair of Clinton County regulars, row number three. And then it's the Ely brothers, Austin and Shane, in row number four. And the white flag being displayed to the field. Bubba Broderick in the fluorescent number five on the front row along with Bobby Brenn. So they are set two by two now going down in the back stretch. Be up to Bubba to kick the wheel. They come off of turn number four. The green flag is out, and Bobby Brenn gets a good jump on him, and he'll take him down in that number one corner. Adamczak, whoa, real low on the low side there. Just missed that U-tire. He's battling right now with John Smith and Brian Howland for third. As off of turn number four, Bobby Brenn of the red and white blue, number nine, showing the way.
Bubba's still struggling getting a handle on that number five. In the meantime, the 51 of Brian Howland around the 21 of Adamczak and on his way past Bubba Broderick. Not quite that time, maybe next time.
Probably next time as he sets it low down through turns one and two, works it up to the high side off of turn number two and down the back stretch. They set a track record earlier before, 13.1 seconds for Chuck Ebing. That's getting around this track.
That's quick. That's really quick.
Rim riding it on the cushion right now. Bobby Brenn showing the way. Bubba Broderick in second. Brian Howland in third. Don Adamczak in fourth. And John Smith in fifth. Jamie Bodo in sixth. And then it's the 90E of Austin Ely.
Three 360 sprints running. One, two, three, and four.
As they come off of turn number four, lap number five in the record books, that's how quickly they're getting around this racetrack, folks. We don't have much time to catch our breaths.
Pretty well strung out now, unless something drastic happens.
They're starting to build up a cushion, too, which is nice, but I got a feeling they're going to be running that in a little bit later on tonight.
And Bubba, he's really hammering that cushion with the right rear every time he goes into turn one.
Coming down off of turn number four, they'll get the white flag this time by for Bobby Brenn. As he shows the way down through one and two, he just about gets the cushion, but Bubba does definitely use that cushion to turn the car. They got some work to do on that machine. Off of turn number four, in for the win, Bobby Brenn. Bubba Broderick in second. Brian Howland in third. Don Adamczak in fourth. John Smith is fifth. Austin Ely sixth. Jamie Bodo seventh. And Shane Ely will round out the field. So far, Chuck Ebing the furthest back. He came from fifth. Outside pole sitters Bobby Brenn and Tim Kelly picking up heat wins so far. Heat race number four will line up like this. You said you want to see Mr. Cole and what he can do in the high banks.
We're going to find out
out of Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. Four-time winner this year. Current points leader at Clinton County Raceway. He is on the track on the point alongside of him. Finally released from the Pizzeria Gourmet restaurant in Milan, Italy. The one and the only, the legendary Goggles Paisano is in the house tonight.
Is that the same one that used to own this racetrack?
I'm not sure. This characteristic-wise, they're about the same. But good to have Goggles with us tonight. Goggles Paisano outside of row number one. Tim Ward and Clint Ide, row number two. And then Coleman Gillick, now making his home in Indiana. He won a non-wing sprint car race in Bloomington, Indiana, a couple weeks ago. He is in the car that was powered last night by Ryan Smith, and Ryan taking that car to a third-place finish. And a real good guy, longtime competitor in the sport, George Suprick III.
Didn't I read something here a while ago, earlier in this year, or maybe it was even last season, that Coleman Gulick got injured in a sprint car race someplace?
I believe at some point.
Out in the Midwest someplace?
Yeah, I remember meeting Coleman when he was just a little guy, when his father was...
Well, I think he's still a little guy.
Yeah, well, it was a few years ago when his father was trying to help the USAC Ford Focus get some exposure. Mm-hmm. And we were down in North Carolina talking with him.
Yeah, he was injured in a, might even have been a USAC car, I'm not sure, but I remember reading it someplace. And the last time I saw him race, it was in a sprint car at Black Rock Speedway a couple, 3 years ago.
So the car is now beginning to form up two by two.
White flag has been shown. We will go green next time by. Who's going to get the jump, Alan Cole or Goggles Paisano here on the front row?
Goggles has been eating too much pizza. There was a lot of weight in there.
Well, something about it couldn't fit in a midget.
I don't think so. Off of turn number four, green flag is out. It's a pretty even start, but it's Alan Cole showing the way down in that number one corner. Goggles Paisano powers off of turn number two. Coming off a fifth-place finish at the Cornwall Speedway, he's staying right there. And here comes Tim Ward on the low side off turn number four. Whoa,
that was close.
That was very close between Goggles Paisano and Alan Cole. Paisano off to the high side, off of turn number two and down the backstretch. Car looks pretty good.
Almost three wide for the third position, but they straightened themselves out before they got to the corner.
One thing I just noticed, Tim Ward came very hard into turn number three and then pushed all the way up in the turn number four as Coleman Gulick doing some maintenance on the infield there, kicking up a little bit of a dust.
And Super got by him because of that maneuver, and he's working on the 13 of Tim Ward for the third position and takes it.
Super has that position, hits the cushion, and goes up and over and loses the position here in lap number three as Alan Cole, like Chuck Hebing, is about to check out here. Still, Goggles Paisano. Car looking really good. He is up into that number two spot with Tim Ward sitting there in third, George Super in fourth, and Coleman Gulick rounding out the field.
Well, Goggles is holding his own pretty good out there.
Yeah, he is. It would be interesting to see him in a midget.
Well, like we said last night, he can't fit in one.
Five laps are in, six laps this time by for Alan Cole.
Super, it's a rocket ship off the corners. If he can just keep it from washing up when he gets the spot away. He did pass the 13 of Ward for third.
That time by, he got a good run. He's closing in on Goggles Paisano. Noticeably, his wing angle and Super is a little bit different as the white flag is out for Bloomsburg's Alan Cole as he takes him off a turn at number two, leads him down the backstretch for the final time. Paisano sitting right there in second. Third is Super, and at the checkers, it is Alan Cole in for the win. Goggles Paisano just holds off or George Super for second with Tim Ward and Coleman Gillick rounding out the field. So four heat races are in. Tim Kelly, Bobby Breen, and Alan Cole all winning from the front row. Chuck Hebring, the only driver to come further back, he came from fifth.
And Alan Cole starting on the pole, that is really kind of bad news because there's no passing points.
We do have our four-lap Dash of Fame coming up along with the B mains for these cars. Stay tuned. We'll have all that for you next. You're listening to ASCS 360 in the 410 Express Sprint Car Series from the Woodhull Raceway in Woodhull, New York.
With 30 years' experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103 or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA.
And we are back here at the Woodhull Raceway. Set to go with our four-lap Dash of Fame. This will get the starting positions 9 through 14 locked in. Bubba Broderick and George Suprick III on row number one, Brian Holland and Daryl Steimling row number two, and Jared Zambardi and Don Adamczak row number three. So this way, our points leader Zambardi will be guaranteed to make tonight's feature. He did not make the feature last night and holds a 9-point lead now heading into this feature.
Four 360s and two 410s in this dash.
We'll side by side, they're off four. The green is out and Super gets the jump. They go three wide down to turn number one. Oh, Bubba slides up again. Super able to hold on and he has the lead down in that number three corner. Working the low groove off of turn number four, almost touching and coming together, Brian Holland and Bubba Broderick. Bubba just cannot get that car to sit down as we have lap number two about to go on the books again. This is how they will line up 9 through 14 in the feature. Oof, that was close again down the front stretch.
George is hooked up, though. He's shot out of a cannon, gone.
He was hooked up before.
And Brian Holland just, well, I'm going to say he took the second spot from Bubba, but it's not over with yet.
White flag is out for George Suprick. Brian Holland sits in second. Bubba Broderick in third. Don Adamczak in fourth. Darrell Steimling in fifth, and Jared Zimbardi rounds out the field. So it's going to be George Suprick in for the win. Brian Holland second, Bubba Broderick third, Dodd Amzak fourth, Darrell Steimling fifth, and the 35 of Jared Zimbardi will round out the field. So that's how they will go off 9 through 14. We are waiting for the draws to start the first eight, and then we have a B main coming up for you next. We'll take the top six out of the B main with eight laps being the distance.
And eight cars.
Yep. So
two cars are going to pack up and go home.
We'll take a break and be back with RB Main right after this.
With the Christmas season just around the corner, you can get a jump on your holiday shopping for that special race fan in your life with a visit to Coastal181.com. From how-to race books to DVDs and motorsports art, Coastal181 is your one-stop shop for gifts. To learn more, visit Coastal181.com or call them toll-free at 877-907-8181. That's 877-907-8181. Coastal 181, reading for racers.
Welcome back to the Woodhull Raceway. Time to go B Main Racing, ASCS Patriots and 410 Express. Chuck Bryan and Kyle Drum, a pair of Clinton County regulars on row number one. Austin Ely and Matt Johnson, another Clinton County regular, row number two. Scott Croder and Jamie Bodo, Chris Mulheisen, and Shane Ely rounding out the field. Six to qualify. We go eight laps up to Chuck Bryan to bring him off at turn number four. Looks like we're going to go next time by. We can tell you that the front row for tonight's 25-lap feature is Blake Breen and Dan Shetler out of Western Pennsylvania.
The only cars I can see in this B main that have laps on this racetrack previously would be Kyle Drum and there was another one I saw there too. Mulheisen's been around here, but Kyle Drum probably got more laps on this track than the rest of the guys in this field.
Off of turn number four, six to qualify, eight laps the distance. Here they come, and the green flag is out. Side by side, they go down the number one corner. Drum on the outside, Brian on the inside. Drum gets the run down the backstretch and leads him off down in that number three corner. But back comes Chuck Bryan. Slides up, it's going to be Kyle Drum, and we have a spin off of turn number four. I believe it's Austin Ely who spun out between turns three and four.
We have both the Elys in this B main, and one of them, went upside down last night at Clinton County.
I believe it was Shane. Considering the amount of cars we had, 75 open wheel machines there, we only had a handful of red flags, which was tremendous.
There was four. And a couple of them were just, like they used to say on ESPN, top Tommy Tipovers.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a couple the Bright kid there. What was his first name? The number 77.
Alex Bright.
Yeah, he really got some airtime last night in a big ARDC
time
midget. I tell you what, the people here at Woodhull tonight, a really jam-packed, full show tonight, and it's moving along pretty good. I was figuring on getting out of here like 3 o'clock in the morning, but I think it's going to be long before that.
And Ely will rejoin the field. Again, from this, two drivers will not make the field. 31 cars all together tonight here. So a little bit down from last night, but other drivers like Kobe Womer have obligations to run a 358 sprint car at the Sealands Grove Speedway on a Saturday night.
Well, I think the size of the field they had here tonight, they started with 31 cars. A couple of them had
problems. Oh, and our leader, Chuck Bryan, has problems, and he heads off to the pit area.
Well, he wasn't the leader. Kyle Drum was the leader.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But still, second place.
Second place.
That takes him out of the feature.
Yes, that's tough right there for Chuck.
Qualifying six, and there's seven left on the racetrack. One car going to pack up and go home.
So the yellow and red in number 22 of Kyle Drum Off of turn number four, brings him to the green, and green flag is back out. Austin Ely sitting in second. It was his brother Shane who spun. Off of turn number two now. Down the back stretch they go. Scott Groder up to the high side through three and four. Matt Johnson right there behind him. Jamie Bodo, that's the battle of Clinton County regulars for that fourth spot. As they come off turn number four, a couple cars in the back get high, wide, and handsome, but we stay clean and green with Kyle Drum pulling off almost a straightaway lead.
Austin Ely, he pulled a wheelie off from four and almost got into the wall when he lit back on the ground.
Halfway this time by, four down, four to go. As Kyle Drum continues to stretch out his lead, Scott Groder pulling in on Austin Ely now.
Well, Kyle definitely got the handle on it now. He's really flying around the track. Kyle's planting that right rear right on the cushion and doing a masterful job.
Austin about spun out that time. He got about as high up as he could on that cushion without looping the car, and we'll get the to-the-go sign this time by for Kyle Drum. Boy, Austin's really backing that sucker in through three and four. Field now being strung out, and guys are really starting to work that high groove. One of that's a foreshadowing of what can go on later on. We heard during the draw for the top eight, some drivers are thinking the low groove might be the way around. Right now, it's the high side, and it belongs to Kyle Drum as he heads off of turn number four and in for the win here in the B main. Austin Ely will be second. Scott Groder third. Matt Johnson fourth. Jamie Bodo fifth. And rounding out the field, Chris Mulheisen rounding out the field. So Shane Ely not making it into tonight's competition, but also a tough break for Chuck Bryan under caution pulling off into the pit area.
Must have been something drastic. Well, glad to see Kyle finally get the bugs worked out of that car because he had all kinds of problems last night. He didn't fare too well in his heat today. The reason being that his car owner can't draw a number for him. He drew 47 last night, and he drew 48 tonight.
Maybe the driver should draw.
Yeah.
Well, that will conclude our qualifying efforts for tonight's 25-lap ASCS 410 Sprint Car Express Challenge. We'll be back with the A-Main right after this.
Your ultimate parts and service dealer, Lamb & Webster of Woodhull. Introducing the all-new Rustler utility vehicle from New Holland. New Holland and Lamb & Webster are the official utility vehicle supplier for Watkins Glen International. New Holland's new Rustler utility vehicle works hard and plays harder. It gives you that go-anywhere, do-anything confidence that makes everything fun. Come visit us at Watkins Glen International, August 6th through the 8th, on Exhibitors Row. Visit Lamb & Webster of Woodhull and get the all-new Rustler. Great financing options available through CNH Capital. See dealer for details. Why not Lamb & Webster?
Welcome back here to the Woodhull Raceway. It's time to go feature racing. 360 ASCA Sprint Car 410 Sprint Express. Along with Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood. Thanks so much for letting us be a part of your evening. Sit back and enjoy the A-Main 25 laps, 24 starters, $2,500 to win. By the luck of the draw, Blake Breen and Dan Shetler make up row number one.
That's two nights in a row Blake Breen's been on the pole.
Bobby Breen and Chuck Hebing in row number two.
And Hebing, I did a little searching out. He is in a 410. He does have a Rouse Yates Racing 410.
Say that 10 Ford, times fast.
Ford engine in that car.
I told you Ford was fast on race days.
Well, he's going to be fast tonight.
Last night's winner, Alan Cole and Tim Kelly make up row number three. Goggles Paisano and Davey Sammons row number four. George Super, who has a 410 in, and Brian Howland row number five. Bubba Broderick, Don Adamzak row number six. Daryl Steimling and Jared Zimbardi row number seven. Dylan Swernick and Tim Ward row number eight. John Smith and Coleman Gillick row number nine. And Kyle Drum and Austin Ely row 10. Scott Croter and Matt Johnson row 11. And Jamie Bodo and Chris Mulheisen row number 12.
The Scott Croter car is the George Suprick backup car. That is the 360 car that George ran in the first feature, in the makeup feature tonight.
You also mentioned that last night was probably one of the best four wide salutes you had ever seen. I wonder,
yes,
on the high banks here if they can duplicate it again.
We'll find out here pretty quick.
And interesting enough, we are only 7 minutes behind where we were last night in terms of starting the feature, except that was the push-off time last night at 10:47.
You know, over here, they're not used to sprint cars here on the high banks of Woodhull, but they did a really nice job pushing them off. It took them maybe 2 minutes, and all of them were moving.
Nothing worse than having a push truck run up and over your tail tank before the start of a feature. Well, a great crowd on hand here, as we have seen all night long. The fine folks at Lamb & Webster have one of their big New Holland Ford tractors in the infield. Again, I did say Ford. And they have a whole host of Ford tractors and other machinery out there. New Holland Ford at Lamb & Webster. Why not Lamb & Webster? Make sure you check out their machinery row down at the Watkins Glen International Raceway coming up this weekend for the NASCAR event. Fireworks are going off. Four-wide salute to the fans here. Fans come to their feet. And a nicely done job here on the high banks.
Not bad, not bad. Pretty nice four.
Very nice.
Very nice. Two nights in a row. I think they got it down pat.
And with the fireworks going off in the background, it's a very polychromatic scene here. We're set to go 25 laps. Will it be a 410? Will it be a 360? Will we have an upset? Will somebody come from the back of the field? And who's going to take home tonight's Mo's goal, clean move of the race?
I just saw a photo op that, man, I wished I had a camera. The fireworks going off, and they came out of the four wide, and you know how they put their foot in it when they come out of the four? That was a beautiful shot.
Oh, it was. It was a...
Number five, Bubba Broderick. They're saying he has a flat left rear.
Yes,
and there he
does.
Goes.
Wow. Bubba's night's just not going all that good.
His weekend is not going that good. Now, this is where the two-minute work period, I think, will come into play right here. They have a time limit of 2 minutes in the pits.
So Bubba is on the clock. Cue the Jeopardy music.
Yeah.
And we will see if he's able to make that left rear. Well, he had his right rear go down, so he's had both rear wheels go down on him. And Goggles Paisano, how about Goggles starting off on the inside of row number four?
I wonder if anybody's figured out who Goggles Paisano really is.
I don't know, but hey, you never know. That's what we are handed on our scoring sheet here.
We were talking to him earlier, and we were kidding him about calling him Goggles Paisano, and he's talking now about he's going to adopt that nickname, and that's what he's going to go by.
Yeah, I wonder if his future wife will let him legally change it.
I doubt.
Speaking of which, the Goggles Paisano fan club is in the house tonight.
Yes, they are.
With very interesting shirts.
Oh, they're neat.
They are neat. And they look exactly like goggles.
Bubba Broderick is back on the racetrack. The white flag is flying. Next time around, we're going to go green for 25 laps. The white line is going down on the track out of turn four.
Now, I guess he tags to the rear of the field then.
Yep.
Okay.
Once you go to the pitch, you
so
go back.
So Bubba was starting inside row number six.
Now he's starting 24th.
Blake
here we go.
Green up to him to kick the wheel. They come off of turn number four. The green flag is out. We're racing sprint cars here at Woodhull, and we're cleaning green down to that number one corner. Oh, a couple cars come together, but we stay clean and green. They were hustled away down the backstretch for the first time tonight. Off of turn number four, the Breen brothers 1-2. Shetler in third. Chuck Keating in fourth, and I say that. Don Adamczak spins on the inside of turn number three, but they did take the lap. And Adamczak, starting on the outside of row number six, spun around, and we're under caution here on lap number one.
And Don Adamczak had problems last night, too. If I remember right, didn't he start on the front row last night with the Breen?
Yes, he did.
And lasted like a lap or two and into the pits and never came back out. It is confirmed they did take the lap. We're one lap in, so it will be a single-file restart.
Well, coming into tonight, of course, we don't know what the points are from the previous makeup feature, but Jared Zimbardi coming in tonight had a 9-point lead over Brian Holland, and he and Bubba Broderick were separated by 71 points. Tim Kelly in fourth. Don Adamczak coming into tonight was fifth of the points. Vern Watson sixth. Bobby Breen seventh. Shane Neely eighth. Kyle Moffitt ninth. And Blake Breen 10th. That was coming into tonight before any of the features were run.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting watching Bubba come back up through the pack because they're only one lap in and he's already passed four cars. Of course, one of them was the cause of the yellow, but he has passed three cars under green already. And the cars are single file stretched out halfway around the racetrack. I don't know if they're going to have time to get the line down in turn four for the restart.
It's going to be interesting. Brave souls down there, that's for sure. hats off to the ASCS crew here for helping us out with the broadcast as well as getting us all of our...
They're not putting the line down.
No, I think they're just going to point to where the line should be.
That guy's a much braver man than I am standing where he is.
Blake Breen, Bobby Breen, Dan Shetler, Chuck Hebing, and Tim Kelly, your top five, one lap in, 24 to go. Here they come off of turn four. The green flag is out. They have to pass to the right. They come on the front stretch, and we're back sprint car racing here at the Woodhull Raceway. And right now, Hebing goes around Shetler. He's up into third as they hustle down to that number three corner. And he comes up. Oh, he almost got into the nine of Blake Green. And Hebing is way up to the high side off of turn number two. He's up in the second spot.
Breen just caught the cushion up in one, dropped back to the fourth position. He was bicycling it on two wheels.
Blake still out in front. Hebing running in second. One car pulls off to the infield. Hebing almost spun out in turn number two and gathered it back in.
That's the 10N of Chris Mulhuizen that pulled into the infield.
I wonder if Hebing has a problem. I thought I saw something come out there. There's some kind of sparks, and we got cars spinning around over there in turn number three and four. There are sparks coming out from underneath the 45 machine.
I hate to say this, but I think one of the cars down there in three and four is Goggles Paisano.
It is Goggles Paisano, and the other car.
The 7K, I believe it is.
7C machine. 7C. And he is out of his machine. That's
Dylan Swiernick.
Yep. Dylan out of his machine. Boy, again, two nights in a row, happened fast.
I can see the left rear flat on the 7C from here.
Oh, yeah. That is very poignant.
And in Goggles Paisano's car, I don't see any damage yet. He might have just spun
I missed what was happening because I was watching what was coming out of underneath the car from Chuck Hebing.
The sparks could be the brakes. Lots of times the brakes will throw the sparks.
That's a possibility.
They have the rotor on the live rear axle.
Of course, these are push-start vehicles, in and out, one drive, fast.
That's about as far as my mechanical ability goes, too.
My uncle, who raced the race car in the family, he was the mechanical engineer. I did not get that aspect of it. Let's see. They're pushing Goggles Paisano back. See whether or not they're going to be able to refire him. Looks like
the front wing on Goggles' car is a little askew.
Yeah, on the right side of the machine, yep. It is askew.
Yeah, that's the 10M of Mulhuizen that pulled in the infield. They're pushing him to the pits.
Four laps are in the books. And, yes, wing damage on Goggles' Paisano.
Seven's going on the hook. They're hooking him in the back.
Yep.
Word is that he's done for the night. Looks like Goggles going to have to go to the pits because that wing is just sitting on there and is going to come off if they go under green.
Mm-hmm. Now, if the wing sprint cars here are awesome, can you imagine what the non-wing sprint cars would be like here? And we're about set to go back to racing. Goggles Paisano able to make it back out minus the front wing. I'm telling you, the non-wing sprint cars would be awesome here. I mean, awesome. And now you see why I want the midgets up here as well.
After watching the ARDC midgets at Clinton County, I think they'd put on a heck of a show here.
Oh, it'd be tremendous. And the cone now on the front stretch just before the start-finish line. Our position right here on the 50-yard line, right to the left of the start-finish line. Couldn't ask for better positions as the moon rises in the east. And it's up to Blake Breen to bring him off at turn number four, and that green flag is out. Boy, he got a good jump that time. Shetler looks to the inside of Chuck Hebing. You might be right. It may be the brakes as they hustle off and down that number one corner.
Don't look now, but towards the mid-pack, Brian Howland's on the way, picking off cars one right after another.
And working that high side. They work their way off of turn number four to complete lap number five.
And Alan Cole is also on his way up through.
He's working that low groove. Last night's winner on the low side of Brian Howland. That's the battle for seventh at the moment. Meanwhile, Blake Green showing the way. Second is Hebing, but not for long. He gets around for turn number two, but he gets it sideways, has to gather it back in.
Breen gets a pull off the corner, but Hebing catches him in the corner.
And Hebing.
Hebing's pulling wheelie and losing.
Whoa, we got a flip off of turn number two. Goggles Paisano upside down and gets back on all fours. And that is the red flag is out.
I didn't even see that happen.
I just cut it out of the corner of my eye. He must have went up and over. He got over a couple times, I think, and bounced it back, and he got up onto this all fours.
Okay. I, I did notice a lap or so ago, he came out of turn four, was way high, right up next to the wall.
So we are under a red flag condition here on lap number 7. We will take a break and be back with more of our feature event tonight from the Woodhull Raceway right after this.
With 30 years experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103 or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA.
Well, welcome back to the Woodhull Raceway. The repairs have been made to the fence that separates the track from the pit area. Glad to report Goggles Paisano is okay. Apparently, he never did get upside down. I thought he did the way he was bouncing around. I thought he did. I just caught the very tail end of it.
Well, I didn't even see it happen, and then they pointed out the guardrails up there, and wow, he hit him a ton because they knocked the guard, almost went through him.
Yeah, and the Lamon Webster New Holland Ford tractor was put to its paces.
And we're back to white flag. We're going to go green next time by.
They, of course, are the official work vehicles here at the track. Lamon Webster just down the road, a mile down. Why not Lam and Webster? Stop in, see Ed Presser and the Great Gang. 607-458-5200, 607-458-5200, Lamb and Webster. Blake Breen on the point, slow start. He kicks the wheel, hammers go down, the green flag is back out in the air. Breen goes to the low side, Chuck Hebing to the high side, can he make the run stick off of turn number two? He gets squeezed up there. As he goes up to the high side,
Breen got sideways, and that gave the lead to Hebe.
And his brother is behind him and almost got sideways as well. Chuck now up and, Dan Shetler and Breen. And it's a Breen sandwich there with Dan Shetler running second right now. Chuck Hebing beginning to check out. Shetler second, Bobby in third, Blake Breen in fourth, Tim Kelly fifth. Then it's Brian Holland in sixth. George Suprick, here comes George. He's up to sixth now as he makes the pass. Lap 10 on the board. I thought the lap counter went awry for a second. 15 laps to go. Does George Suprick have enough time to get up the front and challenge? And you're asking about Alan Cole. He's two positions behind winner.
He's mired back in eighth position, fighting with Brian Holland for that spot.
It'll be a few more laps before Chuck Hebing gets into lap traffic. And it's a battle for fourth at the moment. Blake Breen and Tim Kelly side by side down the front stretch. Kelly, we got a couple of cars coming together off of turn number four. Yellow lights are on.
It's the 13 of, was it Tim Ward?
Ward and the 87K.
That would be Scott Croder.
Mm-hmm. So under caution for the third time here on lap number 12. Well, high side, low side, middle groove. There's almost three grooves to this racetrack.
There's no advantage any place.
No. It's wherever you can go. But what was interesting, the first several laps, Chuck was having troubles. Now Jarrett Zimbardi taking it to the high side off the back stretch.
Whoa.
What the heck was going on there? He almost ran into Davey Sammons.
I think he's got a flat left rear, maybe. Did that look flat to you? Maybe not.
No, I don't think so.
Well, he was swerving back and forth like there might have been something wrong with the car. And when he swerved to the left, Davey Sammons was going underneath him.
Well, let's see. He's coming by. No. Wait. Something might be because he's heading towards the pit. So,
No.
He's going. Let's go back for 1 second here. We had talked before during our lengthy break there that took place here at the track. It took him about a good 20 minutes to fix things up. What about some of the tires maybe sealing over? Some of the guys,
It didn't look like anybody was having any problems.
The other thing, too, I know is Chuck Hebing has finally got that car to work off at turn two. The first several laps of the feature, that car was loose. When he made that pass of Blake Breen, that car was straight as could be.
Well, you obviously haven't seen Chuck Hebing race that much because loose is not in his vocabulary.
Well, I'm telling you, that car was loose off it, too.
Wild, maybe, but.
No, it's the first time I've ever seen Chuck run.
He doesn't lack for fortitude, I guess is the word you want.
I heard about him, have read about him, but never have haven't had a chance to say hello or watch him race tonight. Right now, Chuck Hebing is your race leader. Dan Shetler in second. And then it is Bobby Breen in third. Tim Kelly fourth. Blake Breen in fifth. Sixth, George Suprick. Seventh, Alan Cole. Brian Holland eighth. Ninth is the Darrell Steimling car. And 10th is the current points leader of Jared Zimbardi.
Looks like we're going to get a white flag this time by. The 13 is on the hook. The front end is kind of messed up a little bit. And he is done for the race.
The full moon rising up in between the clouds. So Chuck Hebing in the Cobra Skin at number 45 is the race leader. He'll take him to the line over there off a turn at number 4. 12 laps are in, so we're coming up on the halfway point. Here they come off of turn number 4. The green flag is out. And Chetler goes to the low side immediately and pulls up, but not alongside of Chuck Hebing that time by. Everybody scatters down the backstretch. Here comes Stan Chetler giving Hebing a run off of turn number 4.
I think the car we ought to be watching is the 87 of George Suprick because he is really on the move.
Suprick working that low groove off of turn number 4. He is up to, or pardon me, turn number 2. He is up to 5th, working around the high side of Tim Kelly this time by. Chetler had a run on Chuck Hebing, but Chuck now pulling out to about an 8-car length lead through 1 and 2.
Suprick around the outside of Tim Kelly takes over the 4th position, closing in on Bobby Breen now.
And he's working that high side, comes up off of turn number 4. He's in the 4th spot, still maintaining that high line through 1 and 2. George Suprick, the defending champion down the Clinton County Raceway, 4th, looking for more. Now he's going to diamond off the corner, but coming down was Bobby Breen, and he holds him off at the moment, but Hebing is not pulling away from Dan Chetler, and Super gets a huge run down the backstretch, slides up in front of Bobby Breen, and he had third for a moment. Now he comes back down the straightaway. Breen on the inside. Super crosses over this time by one car. Low, look out. We have a spin on the track here in turn number 4. It's one of the Ely boys.
I think that's Austin, I think.
Austin Ely spinning, but lap 17 in the books. Wow.
That was just a slow, easy spin, but enough to bring the yellow out. Gets Suprick right up closer to the Cobra.
I'll tell you one thing. That was a rocket ship when he came off of turn 2.
Fast. Is the 7K, who's in the 7?
That is Dan Shetler, a Western Pennsylvania runner.
That's a 410 also.
Yeah, so you have 410, 410, 360, 410, 360, 360, 410, 360, 410, and then 410. John Smith, I'll tell you what, John Smith is having himself a heck of a two nights.
He hung in there last night and got a good finish out of
19th,
it.
19th, he came from 19th last night.
I'm writing down my note for my Mo's Gold clean move of the race.
Okay. I guess there's a number of options tonight. Mo's Gold Advantage with that new Carnauba wax they have in it. Matter of fact, when I stopped at a gas station last night, there were a couple guys that were there, had never been to Clinton County before. This is true. They love the sprint cars. They thought it was just absolutely awesome, but they were complaining about all the dirt in their car. So I popped open the trunk, pulled out a bottle of Mo's Gold and gave it to the guys.
I haven't used mine yet, but
I was gonna
tomorrow,
ask you.
Tomorrow maybe.
We'll see what Mother Nature does. But anyway, they were, and I showed them. I said, look at my car, and look at your car. And they saw how much less dirt I had on my car because of the anti-static formula.
And you were parked right next to the racetrack too.
Yes, so it was pretty darn. Car was brown.
Okay, white flag has been shown again.
8 laps left in this feature. Is this an upset? Because Chuck Hebing has been running so well, and is particularly well here. 13-1 track record. George Suprick, 3 cars behind. Here they come off of turn number 4. Hebing drops the hammer, and the green flag is out. Shetler immediately once again down to the low side. He pulls up alongside Hebing sideways off of turn number 2, side by side. Dan Shetler with the race lead is going to slide up and take the lead on the slide jump.
Oh,
back
the crossover.
And now here comes Suprick. He goes to the low side. And Hebing still with the lead. Whoa, Shetler and Hebing touch. That opens the door for George Subrick working the low side. Whoa, a slide job off of turn number four for Shetler and Subrick's up in the second spot. 20 laps completed and another slide job. And a slide job after slide job. Here comes Subrick. George Subrick looking to the middle of the racetrack off of turn number four. Five to go this time by. Chuck Hebing with the lead, but not for long. Here comes George Subrick. Two car lengths, the differential. They work their way down the backstretch. Shetler runs in third. Bobby Breen fourth. And Tim Kelly fifth. Four to go this time by. Can Subrick pull it off? Works at high groove. Off of turn two. Gets a good run down the backstretch. Here comes Subrick within a car length and a half. Now a car length. Subrick going for the lead off of turn four. They touch. They touch on the front stretch. And Hebing turns sideways. Look out. Tim Kelly miraculously misses.
Well, wow. What a change of events this is. I wonder where Suprick's going to go on this restart.
Chuck is not happy. He's climbing out of the car.
Suprick is going to the rear.
Suprick
has a flat right rear anyway.
Oh, he's wanting to throw the – now he's grabbing a hold of the official. He was trying to get the official got the wheel away from Chuck Hebing. It was a slide job. That's what it was.
It was a slide job that went bad.
Yep.
And Subrick is not only being penalized, he's gone to the pits with a flat right rear tire.
Wow. Does
so,
that change
Shetler.
The complexion of this race?
Oh, man. Well, Subrick had to go to the pits with a flat right rear. So,
well, Chuck was not happy. And it, you know what? When they touched, it was slight. I mean, it was not a...
I thought they were both going to get sideways and head on into the wall.
I thought they were both heading on into the wall and probably going to start flipping. And then what a move by Tim Kelly. Full bore off of four, and he just misses Chuck Hebing, who is sitting maybe 100 feet to the left of the start-finish line. Boy, was he out of that cockpit quick.
Tim Kelly could be on his way to the... Moles Gold clean move of the race award, because that could have been disastrous.
That it could. And Alan Cole now up into third spot. So Dan Shetler, your race leader. Bobby Breen second. Alan Cole third. Tim Kelly fourth. Blake Breen fifth. Sixth is Darryl Steinle. Seventh, John Smith. Eighth, Brian Holland. Ninth, Bubba Broderick. And tenth, Jared Zimbardi. So Bubba's gotten the car fixed in the up towards the front of the pack here. So a wild, wild night. But
in 11th place, right behind Jared Zimbardi, is his brother-in-law, Kyle Drum.
How do you like them slide jobs?
Wow, that was excitement plus. I've seen sprint car racing here at Woodhull before, but nothing like that. That was absolutely fantastic.
Well, Hebing is going up on the hook. I don't think Mr. Subrick's going to be on his Christmas card list anytime soon.
Well, we were watching Subrick come up through the pack.
He was fast, and obviously faster than Hebing at that point. But I could see if it was, a huge where he ran up right into him. But it was just great racing. It just, as you said, a slide job gone wrong. And that's got to be the loneliest feeling, getting pulled off the track on that hook after you definitely had the car to beat.
And seeing $2,500 just fly out the window.
Along with Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood. Tonight, as always, we thank the fine folks, Ted White and his girlfriend Brandy, for having us here at the Woodhull Raceway. Be sure to visit them online at woodhullraceway.com. We have a link on our 358 modified page. Of course, that is the headline class here at Woodhull each and every week. And don't forget, you can also find us on Twitter and also on Facebook. So stop by, become a fan, say hello, and we are pleased to be able to bring you all these great racing action here throughout the year of Winged Sprint Car Racing on the DirtTrackChannel.com. And we have Winged Sprint Car Racing coming up later in the year, October 30th and 31st, Halloween weekend. It is the annual Oktoberfest 350 Hagerstown Speedway. We'll be there for live fly-to-fly coverage both days, 30th and 31st. Of October, sprints, modifieds, and late models. We're back to green flag racing. Dan Shetler comes off at turn number four, leads him down the front, and the green is out. 22 laps are in the books. Alan Cole to the high side, around Bobby Breen. He has the number two spot. Can he make it a double? Here he comes off of turn number four, the driver out of Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. Two to go this time by, two laps to go. He's a car length and a half entering turn number one. Shetler slides up. Cole has the position down the backstretch. Slides up to the high side, three and four. Here he comes off of turn number four. White flag is out. Shetler still has the lead. Cole to the high side. Around the outside, can he make the pass happen? He has the momentum. They're swing the wing side by side. Alan Cole. Shetler slides up, pulls the slide job. They touch momentarily. Shetler in for the win. Cole second. Bobby Breen third. Tim Zellick fourth. And rounding out the top five, Darryl Stimley. Wow, what a finish we had there.
I thought Alan Cole was going to pull it off, but it was just a little bit too much by the Shetler car.
What a finish to tonight's feature event here. Fireworks going off. We had fireworks on the track.
That was by far the best sprint car feature I've ever seen at Woodhull Raceway.
It's my first one here, and I hope we get them back more, bringing up the non-wing sprint cars, bring up the midgets. Open wheel racing here at Woodhull is definitely what you're in for a big treat when you come here. We're going to take a break and come back with Victory Lane right after this.
At Rod and Supply, they have the unique opportunity to be involved with all sorts of auto racing and performance-related industries, including farm equipment. Whether you're running a go-kart, micro-sprint, mini-sprint, midget, modified, late-model sprint car, or a tractor, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performing at your maximum potential. Since 1989, Rod and Supply has provided superior products priced competitively with prompt and courteous service. Their promise is to continue to provide superior products that will keep you in front of the field. Check out their online catalog at rodandsupply.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902. That's 800-284-2902. Remember, at Rod and Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them.
Crew coming over to congratulate one of the final cars in the pit area here tonight. Dan Shetler, Western PA competitor, the only one of the Western PA competitors here this weekend. A runner at Sharon, Thunder Mountain in Pennsylvania. And said, you know what, I'm going to give this deal a try. Came up through the pack out of top 10 last night. Out of the car right now. Congratulations from the crew. He wants to get congratulations from you. Let's hear it for Dan Shetler. Dan, the fans put on, treated to a wild performance, and you made it stick off the final corner. Tell me about those final three laps.
I was just trying to make nice laps and one to go there. I kind of took a bad line in three and four. I heard Alan get a big run on me, and I was hoping we'd just get back around and get a run off of four. I don't know. It was kind of ugly, but I guess we'll take it.
Before that point, you had a good battle with Chuck Heaving for the lead. It seemed like your car and all the other 410s started coming in at the end. Could you feel that?
Yeah, we usually set up for the end of the race. We were hoping for a couple long green runs, and usually we get better as it goes, and all those cautions were just killing us. But hate to see those guys get wadded up there, and, you know, it could have been one hell of a race if all four of us could have been going at it there at the end.
Well, you saw them in front of you take each other out, but your deal off the final corner, you came up the racetrack a little bit. Obviously not the same situation, but what was going through your mind entering the final corner?
I knew he was going to be flying around the top. I was trying to get around the bottom as good as I could, and I got in a little bit too tight, and the car took a huge push off the corner. But coming to the checkers, it's hard to back out of her at that point.
Makes the long trip out here kind of worth it, huh?
Yeah, it'll be a little bit of a sweeter ride home, 4 hours or so back to Johnstown, but it was worth it. Maybe someday we can come up here and race again. I like the track. It's a neat little place. Hope all the fans enjoyed it. And come and check these ASCS guys and 410 guys out every chance you get.
Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Dan Shetler picks up the win. Reach into the bucket, pick one ticket at a time.
All right, bye.
Alan, I talked to you in the middle of the race down in the back stretch. You said just weren't sure the car was there. Something changed, and you almost had a chance for the win.
Yeah, once the track dried off a little bit, it kind of came to me. I was a little tight there at the beginning with the track being a little sticky. But once it got, you know, slicked off a little bit, then we were good to go.
Almost surprised you a little bit that you had a chance there at the end?
Well, I was actually hoping it would blow off. I mean, I was counting on it. I kind of thought it was 30 laps tonight. I didn't realize it was only 25, but you know, we still had to race one and got it taken away from us, so.
You had a good weekend overall, though. I know you were kind of debating coming up here. Second's not bad.
Yeah, we decided about 11:30 this morning we were going to come up, so I guess we can't complain with second.
Nice shot.
Thank you.
Alan Cole finishes in second, and we'll bring over Bobby Breen. Third place finisher tonight, and Bobby, two good runs for you, second and third, and track changed a lot, didn't it, halfway through the race?
Yeah, it felt like the track was getting more moisture in it the last couple laps, and you just needed more power on going down the straightaways. The guys are just killing me.
Well, hey, not a bad finish. Nice job tonight.
Thank you.
Bobby Breen finishes in third.
And welcome back to the Woodhull Raceway, everybody. You just heard from our top three finishers. Wow. I'm still trying to catch my breath. I'm telling you, that last few laps were just phenomenal here.
Have you ever seen so many slide jobs in one 25-lap race?
No, I've seen some good Midwestern sprint car racing with the non-wing boys, but never that many slide jobs. And, boy, oh, boy, I hope they do bring back the sprint cars here a little more often. And as I said, take the wings off, boys. It'll even be more entertaining and bring the midgets up here. You thought those were slide jobs. Wait, you see these guys go three and four wide here at the high banks. Well, it's that time again. We have to think about tonight's Moe's Gold clean move of the race. And there were a plethora of clean moves to choose from. What was your thoughts?
I wrote down three different things out there. I was going to go with George Suprick on his move over in turn two after the restart to take, I think, three cars at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I also was thinking about Hebing with his crossover moves that he was putting on. But I think that my vote goes to Tim Kelly for avoiding Hebing and Suprick on the front stretch. That was almost pure disaster right there. And quick thinking and quick driving on Tim Kelly's part got my vote.
I would have to concur with you on all three there. And, of course, tonight's Moe's Gold clean move of the race. Tim Kelly for avoiding what would have been a disaster on the front stretch. Here's how that happened. Within a car length and a half. Now a car length. Super going for the lead off of turn four. They touch. They touch on the front stretch. And Hebing turns sideways. Look out. Tim Kelly miraculously misses. Tonight's Moe's Gold clean move of the race brought to you by Moe's Gold Polish. Fast clean, fast shine, fast polish. We'll be back with the recap and a rundown of the finish after these messages. You're listening to ASCS and the 410 Express feature event here on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax is a one-step liquid cleaner plus carnauba wax that is fast and easy to use, saving you time while maintaining that race car shine. Moe's Gold has no harsh chemicals or abrasives, and it can be applied in the sun or shade. Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax works great on cars, trucks, boats, planes, RVs, and motorcycles. Moe's Gold Quick Wipe On, Wipe Off application is the most advanced formula on the market. No buffering required. Any vehicle looks and feels race car fast at a pit stop price with a Moe's Gold finish. Moe's Gold Advantage is only $11.99, and while supplies last, Moe's Gold Classic is just $9.99. To order, visit moesgold.com. That's MOSGOLD.com. Moe's Gold Polish is the official polish of OpenWheelToday.com, and be sure to listen to the live streaming audio race broadcast for the Moe's Gold clean move of the race. Moe's Gold Advantage, bringing the raceway to your driveway.
Back here at the Woodhull Raceway, here is the rundown for tonight's 25-lap A-Main feature event. Again, in for the win, Dan Shetler, Alan Cole second, Bobby Breen third, Tim Kelly fourth, and Darrell Steimling fifth, Blake Breen sixth, John Smith seventh, Brian Holland eighth, Bubba Broderick ninth, Jarrett Zimbardi tenth, Scott Carter 11th, Davey Sammons 12th, Kyle Drum 13th, Jamie Bodo 14th, and Shane Ely 15th. Chuck Hebing was 16th, George Suprick 17th, Matt Johnson 18th, Kevin Ward 19th, and Coleman Gillick 20th. Don Adams, Zach 21st, Goggles Paisano 22nd, Dylan Swernick 23rd, and Chris Mulhizen rounds out the field. For Steve Kellogg, I'm Sean Wood again. Thanks for listening, everybody, to this broadcast of the 410 360s here at the Woodhull Raceway. We'll talk to you again real soon here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Good night, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.